our second great show, Benny Goodman's Swing School, the regular Tuesday evening session of everybody, everywhere, who gets a lift from this thing called swing. Tonight, the King of Swing presents the world's greatest swing band, the Goodman Instrumental Trio and Quartet, and our sweetheart of swing, Martha Tilton, all brought to you by the makers of Camel Cigarettes.
Good evening, students. This is Benny Goodman. Here we are again with your weekly welcome from Camels and the Swing School.
And what manner of syncopated instruction are you dishing up tonight, Professor?
Doctor, don't be in such a hurry. We'll take up the lessons as we come to them.
Oh, that might be called progressive education.
My, Doctor, you have names for everything, haven't you?
Well, I haven't got the name of your first tune yet. Are you keeping it a secret?
Not from you, Doctor. Page one of tonight's chapter is that good old sweet swing classic, Stardust.
And the school loves it, Professor. Shoot! Sweetheart of swing, Martha Tilton. This scintillating school marm has a swell new tune entitled If It's the Last Thing I Do. Her lecture is strictly in the groove, and if you like it, well, maybe Martha will let you stay after school.
Thank you. Darling, the first thing is you in my design. Just like the moon guards the stars above me. That's just how I'll guard our love. So love me, please love me. If it's the last thing I do, I'll take your hand. And though you won't say a word, you'll understand. I'll build a dream just for two, and then I'll make it come true. If it's the very last thing I do.
When you hear people talking about smoking these days, this has apt to be the conversation.
Say, this cigarette tastes different.
Well, that's because it's a Camel. The Camel people pay millions of dollars more for choicer tobaccos.
Well, this is good going. I'd say that people must appreciate the fact that Camel uses costlier tobaccos.
Well, you know, Camels are the largest selling cigarette in America.
And he's right. Camel's matchless blend of finer, more expensive tobaccos, Turkish and domestic, does make a difference. Camels are the largest selling cigarette in America or in the world. The chamber music department swings into line to demonstrate that time cannot wither nor custom stale the charm of a really good tune. The professor, Dr. Wilson, and Dr. Krupa with clarinet, piano, and drums, and that ancient but very vigorous ditty, After You've Gone.
Why, Doctor, weren't you quoting Shakespeare?
Well, yes, Professor.
Well, couldn't you work in something about my kingdom for a camel?
Let's get on with the program, Professor. Sentimental song with the most appealing title. The professor tells me that the melody is fine, too, and Martha Tilton is about to prove it. The title is You Took the Words Right Out of My Heart.
And she took the camels right out of your overcoat, too, Doctor, in case you wonder where they are.
Oh,
And it was like a bolt from the blue. You took the words right out of my heart. When you said I love you. When you said I love you.
Much explanation. It's just an old swingaroo and a good one. Yes, Professor?
And may I add, we hope it reflects the spirit of the swing school?
A well-made point, Professor. Tell them what it is.
Why, it's laughing at life, and we hope you're the same.
News in this great sports-loving country is a job that must be done in high gear, at top speed.
Until the presses actually start, a sports editor is keyed to work under tension. Then there's a letdown, and that's when a lift sure is welcome. Stuart Cameron, crack sports editor of a famous press association, says,
"Man, what a delightful lift in energy I get with a Camel when I'm tired. They help boost my energy over the tough spots. I know a lot of America's great athletes intimately. Lou Gehrig, Lenore Kite Wingard, Bill Tilden, Ralph Guldall, Buster Crabb, Gene Sarazen, Carl Hubble. And it's mighty impressive how the champions agree that Camel sure hit the spot."
Sports editor Cameron knows how to pick champions. And he knows his stuff when it comes to cigarettes because he says,
"I'd walk a mile for a Camel."
Well, I see the professor and Doctors Wilson, Krupa, and Hampton ready to start work on clarinet, piano, drums, and vibraphone. So I feel kind of safe in saying that the Board of Trustees is in session. Professor, what are we about to hear?
Well, now, Doctor, we don't have to introduce this one. Everybody knows Nagasaki.
Right, Professor. Proceed. Something that's far too rare in these times, an extra dividend. And this one is in the form of a third song by Martha Tilton, and we think you'll like it. Don't we, Professor?
We do indeed, Doctor. And I'll make a prediction about this number. It's a brand new song called "Mama, That Moon's Here Again." And I prophesy that it will be one of the big song hits of the winter.
So you can forecast the future, eh? A sort of syncopated fortune-telling?
Just cross my palm with Campbell's, Doctor. Come on, Martha. Thank you.
This week, we had an unusual number of requests for the swing choice of the week. We'd like to play everything everybody wants, but we can't. However, we do feel sure that no one will be disappointed in the winner. Today's Killer Diller Boys and Gals, Big John Special. Here's a tip to pipe smokers. A good pipe and Prince Albert, the National Joy Smoke. That makes just about the tastiest, mellowest pipe smoking there is. PA is crimp cut to burn slow and cool. Its no-bite process makes it easy on the tongue. And its full, rich flavor is a guarantee of smooth, tasty smoking from start to finish. For honest-to-goodness pipe pleasure men, Prince Albert.
This is Benny Goodman saying good night for Camels in the Swing School. We'll be back with you again next Tuesday.
And so the Camel Caravan rolls on. Next Tuesday, the caravan will return at this same time with radio's first double feature program. Jack Okie College and Benny Goodman Swing School. Both brought to you by the makers of Camel Cigarettes. And remember, Camel set you right. Dan Seymour speaking. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.